All right, 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. Tomorrow, our Thanksgiving special. David, you've given me word. TJ, once again, hoeing us out, will not be showing up.
That is correct.
What is it? He can't get off the couch?
Really? I don't know.
I'll call him. Yeah. I've had enough, honestly.
He begged to be on the show.
I know. I'm basically at a point where we're going to James Houston him, minus the dirty pants. Just we're done. Show up for work. You work 1 hour a week, for Christ's sakes. All right. Now, Rico, before we get to the topic we were going to do, David's all bricked up over here. He's like, no, I got something for you. What do you want? It's 5 o'clock and people have worked a full day today.
Correct.
And the people don't need your nonsense.
No, they don't. You're right. You're exactly right about that. But I wonder what you and Rico would say about this, because it was a hot discussion on the Carson Anderson show. There was a report out here. Daniel Jones is expected to make a decision on his next team in the next 24 hours, 40 hours, 48 hours or so.
Okay.
That's what Adam Schefter says. And Detroit's name came up in a report from Jordan Schultz. And everybody called in on their show saying, yes, make this deal. We need him as a backup over Hendon Hooker. And I just wondered, I mean, are Lions fans that bored? Are they that bored to where they're worried about the backup quarterback?
This was a topic?
This was a topic, yes. They were on either side. Doug was on one side. Gator was on the side of no. Doug was on the side of yes.
Are you punking me?
No. Because I'm listening like, why do you care? Because if your quarterback goes down, it doesn't matter. You're done anyway. Daniel Jones isn't going to save your season. Hendon Hooker's not going to save your season.
Rico, what do you want to do with this? I feel blindsided right now.
Yeah, you should, Mike. I'm thinking they feel like Daniel Jones will at least, with all the weapons that the Lions have, your season won't tank. He's got NFL experience. The only thing is, David, if I'm Daniel Jones, I wouldn't want to go to Detroit because I'm never going to play. Daniel Jones needs a resume tape. You're not going to get that with Detroit. You may get a ring, but that's not going to help him next year. He's not a long-term solution, so I guess I never deemed Detroit as a serious option for him to come here anyway.
Look, if I'm Daniel Jones and his representatives, I'm going to Dallas. I'm going to play.
Yes.
I agree with what Rico just said. Look, guys, if you want to have this mythical conversation, now what is the context Detroit was mentioned? Not as in like some leader in the clubhouse, were they?
No, not a leader in the clubhouse. There was like five teams mentioned. The Raiders were mentioned.
Okay, that's a starting opportunity with Minshew, broken collarbone, done for the year. So there's one.
The Vikings were mentioned.
Not a good fit. They have their quarterback. Next.
The 49ers were mentioned.
Not a good place. Purdy's the starter. Don't need it. Next.
Yeah, but Purdy's got a bum shoulder, so.
Or he's just a bum. Who's the fourth?
The Lions were mentioned. I can't remember. Let me go find the other team. But that's four of them right there.
I mean, look, if you guys want it, I'm not going to kick and scream. I mean, I can sell you on Daniel Jones 2 years ago as a game manager. Hand the ball off, complete short passes, don't make mistakes. Led the Giants to a playoff win. Is he good? No. Is he better than what he's displayed the last 2 years? Probably, because the Giants are a complete shipwreck. But I have no focus on the backup quarterback. I don't care to. Now, if you're signing Daniel Jones, that just totally means you're admitting the Hendon Hooker pick was a complete waste. A bust. Total garbage.
Yeah, I don't see why Daniel Jones would ever want to come to Detroit. Dallas is the best. And think about this. He'd get to go up against his former team on Thanksgiving if he
Not
signed today.
Not on 24 hours notice. Jesus, he'd be running a Tecmo Bowl playbook.
No. At least he'd be on the roster, though.
Ah, that blank stare. It's very valuable in team meetings. No, I wish he would go to Dallas and play and put 50 on the Giants. That's the mood I'm in. But no, David, I'm indifferent. If the Lions brought in a backup quarterback, I'm not going to yell. But it's not something I'm pining for. And you mean to tell me they filled the lines in middays on
Correct.
Daniel Jones?
Correct.
What do you want me to do? 248-539-9797. If Daniel Jones is willing to come here for free, do you want him as your backup quarterback? Are you willing to admit Hendon Hooker's useless? Is that the move? Look, I could sell you. Is he a guy who started and won a playoff game on the road? Yes. The idea would be there'd be a lot more talent here. A great offensive line, great receivers, a great running game. Basically things he's never had as a Giant. and God forbid Jared Goff got hurt, could he steal you a game? Yeah, he could. Even I'll say that as a guy who hates him. Just because you can't be the guy, just because you can't be the face of a franchise, doesn't mean you can't help a team. Gardner Minshew's a prime example. If I put Gardner Minshew on a good football team and the starter gets hurt, Gardner Minshew can win you a playoff game. Yes. But I'm really shocked that this was like a big, big issue. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, I could not believe that it was full lines. It made no sense to me because in my mind, I hear what you're saying. Maybe he can steal you a game. But I think you're screwed anyway. Your starter goes down. That's every team.
Yeah, so. But here's the argument, right? If God, I don't want to put this in the universe. If Goff goes down and it's Hendon Hooker, your season's over. Like toast. May not win any games. Daniel Jones is still mobile. Daniel Jones is still experienced. And Daniel Jones, when asked to be a game manager 2 years ago, won a playoff game, David.
You're right. No, you're right.
On the road in Minnesota. And then you got to watch Kirk Cousins read the sad little Bible story to his kid. I mean, if they wanted him and he was willing to come here, what am I going to say?
Oh, I'm not yelling about anything about don't get him, get him. I just found it hilarious that it was a thing today.
Here's your phone number. If you guys have an opinion on it, go for it. But what do you make of Daniel Jones being attached to the Lions in a report? I'm very surprised. I am. My headspace has nothing to do with the backup quarterback position. But, and I don't know how they feel. It's I'm not a mind reader. But if they have no faith in Hendon Hooker, and they know that this is their Achilles heel. Look, Goff had a couple of big hits in Indy. He was down on the ground for a moment. Like, if they believe, hey, in case of emergency, we never want to break this glass, but we know the other guy can't do it. This guy might. I'm not against it. I guess I just view it differently as that if I'm Daniel Jones, I'm going to Vegas or Dallas. I want to start. I want to rehab my career. I need a fresh start. But I didn't put his name out there. That's in the article.
Correct.
It's in the report by Jordan Schultz. Lions are listed as one of the five destinations. Danny Dimes in the Motor City. Go ahead. What do you want me to say? If I ever see him, it means you're in deep trouble or you're up by 60. But if Goff got hurt, can Daniel Jones win more games than Hendon Hooker? Yes, unequivocally. Go ahead and laugh. It's true. The only thing you would have a leg to stand on with Hendon Hooker, no pun intended, is film from Tennessee. Anytime I've seen him professionally, he's looked horrific. And Daniel Jones would go from one of the worst teams in the league to the best. So, yeah, go ahead. If that's what our biggest concern is the backup quarterback, and you think you can make it better, go for it. 248-539-9797. Now you're laughing. What?
No, because, I mean...
I didn't bring this up. Let me remind you.
No, you did not. I did. It's just... I don't know. Lions fans can have it. Look, your team is winning, and if you're right. If this is the only thing that you have to worry about, then buy your Super Bowl tickets then. Because this is it. This is insane to me.
No, my point is, do you believe he gives you a better chance to win than Hendon Hooker? Yes or no?
I would say no.
Why?
I would say no because Hendon Hooker's been in the offense.
Has he?
Well, yeah, in practice, yes. He's
How's he looked when he's played?
He hasn't thrown the ball at all a couple times.
Yeah, so. I wonder why. How do you look in the preseason?
Not that great. I understand what you're saying.
I got a guy with playoff experience.
I know. I just...
Vanilla Vic?
Experience in
come on.
Offense. Vanilla Vic.
We'll get those RPOs we've all been hoping for.
We already have mobile golf season. Do we need Vanilla Vic?
We need another improviser. I don't care. I'll grab a few phone calls
on it. It's not going to hurt, right? It wouldn't hurt. I'm not going to yell
and scream. I think my reaction is genuine surprise that the Lions were listed in this report by Jordan Schultz. I am neither pining for it or making fun of people who want it. But if he wants to be here and he's willing to be a backup, do I believe he gives you a better chance to win than Hendon Hooker in a pinch? Yes. So I would do it. But I ain't going to be, hey, this was not my idea of a 5 o'clock topic. But David sideswiped me here. And then ultimately, the midday show apparently did an hour on this, which I find unfathomable. But here we are. Kenny, what was the consensus coming out of middays on this report?
It was a split directly down the middle. Nobody could make heads or tails of it. Everybody was on exactly the opposite side of everybody else.
Am I wrong for thinking he gives you a better shot than Hooker if Goff goes down?
No, you're not wrong at all. Experience matters. It really does. Hooker doesn't really have that.
Look, you can make fun of Daniel Jones. He is mobile. Big-bodied quarterback. You can get some QB sneaks and QB power. You don't care about his injury guarantee because, well, now he's not on that contract no more. Throwing the football? Suboptimal. But I mean, look, if Goff gets hurt in the fourth quarter against the Bills and you're up by three and you need somebody to shepherd you home, I tell you right now, it's Daniel Jones and not Hooker.
Because of experience. You're right.
248-539-9797. We'll get with the people coming up next. All right. Let's get to the people. Rico, real quick, because I know we had a technical kerfuffle there. You understand where I'm at with this. It's just,
yes.
I'm not like yes or no. It's more, is he better than Hendon Hooker in a pinch? Okay, if you want him. But do you understand where I'm at is, why is Detroit on this report?
Because I think the Lions are kicking the tires because I don't think the Lions feel like Hendon Hooker can step in and become that Band-Aid in the event. As you said, if Goff goes down in the Buffalo game in the third quarter, can Hooker make sure that you win this thing? Or if he has to play a game, are you just going to count that as an auto loss? Whereas Daniel Jones can be that bridge to get you back to Jared Goff. It makes no sense for Daniel Jones to do this, but I can understand why the Lions would be interested in going after Daniel Jones because he's a better option.
Go to Keith, 97.1. What's up, Keith?
Hi. You guys already kind of alluded to it. I think it's a no-brainer. Obviously, he can step in, Goff's out for one game, hopefully not a playoff game. Maybe it's when we need to get the number one seed, but I think the real caveat to the whole thing is there's going to be times where we're blowing teams out, and they're not going to be willing to put in Hendon Hooker because, well, he's just not ready. And think of the impact he could have if they do decide to put him in, throwing the wrong pass, getting another receiver hurt. I just think there's a really good opportunity to get somebody that's a qualified quarterback that can even prevent Goff from getting hurt by getting him out early in the games or blowing people out.
Yeah, Keith, let me ask you this. When David brought this up, not as breaking news, but he goes, hey, what do you make of this? Were you like me with, wait, the Lions are on this list? I think that's what I'm still stuck on.
No, because I think when we're in a position where it's obviously if Goff is out, season over. If Goff is out for a game, like you said, auto loss. So I want to ensure the best team that we've ever had in Detroit, maybe sports history.
Has insulation. You know, Keith, I do understand that. You're right. You're right.
Yeah. Mike, I think this is the Lions going all in. Like we've been saying all season long, you know, because you're a special team, you don't want anything that can derail you. So what if we got a quarterback who started as our backup? Okay, because that's probably the weakest link on this team right now.
Go to Ethan, 97.1. Ethan, how you doing, buddy?
Good. Hey, Mike and Rico, how are you guys?
Excellent, brother. Hey. What's up?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to bring up, you know, I'm all for this if it makes the Lions better. Obviously, you've got a game manager who's been through the playoffs, as you have said, but also his mobility. And as you said, with Ben Johnson in this offense, one thing that we really don't have is that quarterback option. You know that we're not going to take off and run the ball with Goff, like a running back option or something like that. You bring Daniel Jones in on some special plays, he can make you a better team. You've got him with the experience that he's going to be able to read the defense. He's going to be able to make those calls, and I think it makes Detroit better with Ben Johnson putting it out there.
All right. Ethan, I got to tell you, there's no scenario I'm changing anything about the Lions offense. I am not taking Jared Goff off the field for this blank stare idiot. Now, if Goff is forcibly removed from the field because he's been broken in half, that's the conversation. But there's Ethan, I'm just not disrupting anything they're doing offensively. They're fantastic.
No, I agree. They are a great offense. Same with his creativity. and just putting that other aspect in the defense, or that, you know, we could take off and run a running back option or something. But, and then if he gets hurt, it's no big deal because you still have Goff.
They just got to give Goff.
Take on it.
They got to give Goff one shot at the read option. It's there, man. I'm telling you.
And that's why you need Daniel Jones.
If they did, I'm telling you right now, if they were on the 2 yard line and they ran a read option, no defensive end in the league is going to honor Jared Goff. They're going to crash down and murder the running back. Goff would walk in the end zone. Plus, he's been working on his speed. I'm telling you, it will be the greatest play in Super Bowl history when Ben Johnson calls a read option for Jared Goff.
Wait, so this will be better than the Philly special from
better,
back in the day?
Better.
Better than the second half onside kick from the Saints.
Guys, I mean, Rico, you know what I'm talking about as a football nerd.
Yes.
If he, at the mesh point, that D end, he would go flying. And Goff could walk into the end zone.
You're right, because all you would hear is a collective, just like the crowd chants Jared Goff, the entire defense would be chanting, "What the bleep?" Because they wouldn't expect that.
I'm telling you.
But all you need is one defensive player not paying attention, and, oh, wait, is that Jared Goff with the ball? Dead.
Not from the two. We're not running this in the middle of the field. I'm saying from the 2 yard line.
Okay.
This is a 2-point play.
Gotcha. Okay.
Spread them out.
Yeah, it would work.
We're going to go four wide. We'll have Laporte out there as the fourth. We're going to run some motion, make sure they're in man, manipulate the coverage, and then mesh point, mobile Goff.
So we're not doing this on fourth and two on the positive 48-yard line?
No.
Okay.
This is a very specific, I'm just telling you, this would work. I don't know that they'll ever do it with Super Bowl dreams. David, they did this once last year. He waltzed in.
Oh, Mike. So Super Bowl goes to overtime. Lions got
Goff.
A chance to just score two and win the game.
Goff. Read option.
Wow.
Haj Badilla. Championship.
Yeah. And then the meteor strikes, because that's the only thing that could possibly happen after that play. Is
Goff's
ran.
About to cross the end zone. Meteor. Wait. White light. We all die.
Or, guys, all of a sudden, the lights go out in the building. I've seen that before.
Oh, dude. You know, watching Auburn and A&M, they turned – the A&M kid drops the ball in the end zone. I barely know that he's dropped it, and all of a sudden, light show, darkness. You can't find anybody. This poor bastard's on the ground, though, and he just blew the game. He can't even find his way home. Can we just chill on the light show for like 5 seconds to give the opposition a chance to pick up said player and exit field?
That was amazing. I'm like, he's about to get run over because no one can see him.
Maybe couldn't see him.
Right. And he's on the ground. Like, I thought the same thing. Like, oh, they're about to trample this poor kid, and they won't see him. Oh, boy.
Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. What's up, Anth?
Hello?
Anthony, what's going on?
What's going on? How you doing, Mr. Valente? This is exactly what I want to say. You really never cared for Hendon Hooker, okay? And I listened to the show earlier today. I was Team Gator all the way. But this might surprise you, sir.
Mm.
It wouldn't be such a bad idea for them to get Mr. Jones as long as he comes in behind Hendon Hooker. Why I say that? I say that because Mr. Hooker is much more familiar with our offense than Mr. Jones is or would be. He's more acclimated to getting the ball to the receivers. He's a much better runner than Mr. Jones is. So those are the reasons why. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. It did kind of set me back a little bit why the Lions would even be interested in Mr. Jones, because it does beg the question, how are they really satisfied with Mr. Hooker? I don't want to contradict myself.
No,
you know, it's about time that Hendon Hooker shows what he's capable of doing. It's been almost two years now, and the clock is ticking. But when you use words like bust and things like that, I think that's uncalled for. I really do, sir.
Okay, well, that's listen, it's free country. I'm not mad at you. You can hold that opinion. I think I could call Hendon Hooker much worse things. I don't think he was a good draft pick. I don't think taking a kid on a blown ACL in the third round is smart, especially when he was never going to play here. Now, and I don't know that the Lions are interested. I know the report says it's a landing spot. That doesn't mean it's true. If they are interested, it tells you what they think of Hendon Hooker. If and such. But yeah, I mean, don't get offended. I call him a bust. I mean, if I take in the third round and they're out here looking for blank stare Daniel Jones, what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, I mean, at this point, if he can't come in and steal you a game, then what'd you take him for?
Ooh, Mike, it's not making sense.
No, I know. I'm not trying to be mean. It's Thanksgiving week. Like, we're just, you know, I just, Thanksgiving.
There you go. Say it right.
Well, if you're bored, I do have something for you. Very simple. If you want to see arguably the worst college football team in the history of college football tonight, going for a completely winless season, both out of and in conference, I give you the Kent State Golden Flashes at Buffalo tonight. It is senior night at Buffalo. Buffalo's going to their fifth bowl in 7 years. Kent is over. Rico, when I tell you this is the worst team I've ever seen, I mean, metrically, they are last in just about every category. They barely pass it for 100 yards a game. They barely run it for 50. They are losing by an average of 30. Anytime they've played someone with a pulse, they lose by 50. I mean, if you just want to either spite watch people that are bad at football or sympathize with them and go, you poor bastards, just quit.
Okay.
Well, I would give you Buffalo and Kent State tonight if you need something to do in between college hoops, because there's a zillion games tonight.
So you're talking Mac on Tuesday night.
Big Mac Saturday night. Yeah, exactly. In front of a cast of dozens at UB Stadium. David, a few ticket texts before we get the guys in here.
I don't think we as fan base have factored in Daniel Jones' punchable face. That's why I don't want him here, LOL. That is from Al.
It's difficult to look at. Take it from somebody who's had to deal with it for 6 years.
I love this topic. We're talking about our second string QB and whether we should sign Daniel Jones because he's available. The fact that people are able to get super emotional about it, and that is the only thing we're worried about. It's great to be a Detroit Lions fan.
It's fair. And again, appreciate it because it's fleeting.
Very much so. Let's get Danny Dimes and let Ben Johnson turn him into a better Taysom Hill.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
No. No, we're not changing anything we're doing offensively. You have to stop.
Not at all. From what I've seen of Hooker, if we can't get Daniel Jones, then start begging Teddy Bridgewater. Make the call. Okay. No.
And why draft Hooker? Jeez.
I don't know. Brad Holmes loved him. No on Daniel Jones. I'd rather have Jake Fromm play before him. Think Daniel Jones could get better if he comes to Detroit and then have experience at the backup position because it's not it with Hendon Hooker. Someone heard Vanilla Vic and he says, Vanilla Vic has me dying in the car. Almost crashed. Wow. Guess they never heard that before. Would he dare go to the Jets? Meaning Daniel Jones.
Oh.
That is from Sheldon.
Why not? At this point. Mike, would he do that?
No, he wouldn't.
I don't care. Spite it up. Do the Latte Larry shit. Stuff.
Wow.
I hate Daniel Jones. Taken care of, relax. Everybody calm down.
Jerry Jones doesn't deserve Daniel Jones. Bring him to Detroit as a backup. Happy.
I want him in Dallas. I want him to beat the Giants, but my dream will die. Thanksgiving. It won't happen. It just won't happen. Look, I don't understand how the Lions are even on the list. But if they bring him in, I'm not going to make fun of it. Hold on, here comes Rieger and Woji. They're holding court out there. Hey, better late than never, guys. You know, giving yourselves a whopping 45 seconds to preview your show.
What? You're having too much fun in here.
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Super. Just tremendous. We're talking Daniel Jones to the Lions.
I heard that on the midday show, and I immediately thought of you.
I immediately thought, what does Mike think about this? Yeah, right?
Is he better than Hendon Hooker? Yes. Period. If they wanted him, I'm not going to yell about it. I don't care. But I'm not going to sit here pining for it. But he's in this Jordan Schultz report. You do what you want with it.
Dan Campbell today said they're not, well, they haven't talked about him.
Let it be said that Mike Valenti is campaigning to bring Daniel Jones to Detroit.
It'd be a very good feel good. Could he stay at your house, Mike?
No.
Listen, he already ruined your franchise. Why would you? Although, I wouldn't say he ruined it, but he did pretty much suck. He didn't ruin it like Aaron Rodgers ruined the Jets, which is hilarious. In my mind.
Are you going to plug in? Are you going to be okay?
I can't hear anything.
Okay, you know what? What's coming up next?
So we're going to talk Lions-related issues. Wojo has this theory that every Lions man is a fan is looking for the boogeyman. We'll explain.
Well, you guys mentioned the boogeyman, the Vegas thing, right?
You like that? Well, Odyssey Rewind.
Okay, but it's fake, right? They're not that. Vegas isn't out to get him.
But you do make a very compelling point, though, because you do feel if you're the team that everybody that will wreck Vegas, you're not going to get that break. Theoretically.
Break from who?